Good evening, everybody. You're listening to the Budcast, episode 339.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Something, you'll be gone by Monday, but this time I beat you to the punch. I left a note, I'll be gone by Friday.
Was the awesome Gone By Friday. We played them before. They are from Queens in New York State. We played their track Noise Tank from the album of the same name 10 episodes ago on episode 329. And they describe themselves as catchy punk rock. But I would certainly put those in the, what would you call it? Scream punk? Screamy punk rock? Kind of Blink-182-ish. Whatever you call it. If you'd like to find out more about Gone By Friday, and I would be very surprised if that's the last time we play them, their Facebook page seems to be their central point of exposure at facebook.com/GoneByFriday. So, welcome one and all. This is the podcast episode 329. If this is your first time visiting us, then this is a weekly music and chat bonanza where we discuss events of the week or whatever else takes our fancy. And we also play some fantastic music. This week, it is all Creative Commons. If you want to be sure that you don't miss any of our shows, then you can subscribe to our feed on iTunes, Stitcher, or through your favourite podcatcher. If you're listening to us live, please do come and join us in the chat room at thepodcast.org/live or in the hash the podcast IRC channel on Freenode. In it.
Yep.
Let's have some music.
Yes, so we're going to go with I Am Not Left-Handed with Brace Brace.
That your tray tables are secured, your seat backs are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake, and cherryade. Thank you for flying Bookcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
It was a cool night, I remember. A silent night full of hopes. And the snow was burning on the slopes. My hull was bleeding, I remember. I used to think you would come. Never felt a cold before. I have left open the door. Letting the star up on my heart. And I was hoping it could start. I wished you would come.
That was Kerius with a track entitled December Prayer. Now, I kind of figured that as this is the first, the first show in December, that a song with the word December in it would have fit rather nicely. Kerius is from Lyon in France. And if you want to find out more, and I really wish you luck on this, you can visit his MySpace page, which is at myspace.com/Kerius. Spelled K-E-R-Y-A-S. And unfortunately, despite going to his MySpace and SoundCloud and Reverb Nation page and all of those, I could find absolutely nothing that explained who Kerius actually is. So, yes, that's all I've got for you. And before that,
it was I'm Not Left-Handed with Brace Brace from Dublin in Ireland. We have played them before.
We have, yes.
Quite some time ago, though.
It was a while.
And they're actually on the top banner on Jamendo today. So this is from their new album, which is called The Fire and the Sigh, as in... which was released in May this year. So how we didn't notice that, I don't know. If you want to find out more, check out iamnotlefthanded.com. Unless you're Dave and you are.
Yeah, I am. So, there you go. Right, let's get the quick bit out of the way and have a look and see who is listening to us live in the chat room right now.
Well, we're a bit quiet tonight. So we've got Erken Yilmaz, Gregorio SW, Lainey, Moggers87, Me and Thee, Popey, Shine Mega, Thistleweb, and Vinzy V.
Vinz. Yes. So, yeah, welcome and thanks for coming along, guys. It is very quiet on the ground. Not only is it quiet in the chat room, it's also quiet in the live listeners as well.
But then again, it's coming up to Christmas season.
So people are probably like out shopping or getting ratted or something like that.
I've just spent a mad half hour searching for a present that I knew I'd bought that we needed to take to family, to see family.
Yes.
And it's in one of the bags that I had looked in about 6 or 7 times, but it was there.
That probably means you're a bit of a numpty.
It's the perils of being so organised and doing your shopping in the tail end of November. By the time it comes to wrapping it up, it's kind of, God, what did I get? Oh, did I get that? Oh, I forgot about that.
Yes.
Because, like, so today I ended up buying more for the girls that they didn't need, but it was a good offer. I must stop doing that.
Yes, you must. Particularly as these small things that you keep getting them are only small in size.
This isn't small in size, though.
Well, okay, this one isn't, nor is its price tag. It's cheaper than it should have been.
Basically, I've ordered them giant Olafs from Frozen, the snow mini. So they're from the Disney store. They should be £40, but they were £15, and it was literally this deal will last until it's all sold out. I bought
and it sell out.
And within 20 minutes later, my friends were saying, oh, but they've sold out. So, yes. Yes, I did go and get something that didn't need to be done. But it was something they had expressed interest in, and I had discounted because of the cost. Well, the cost was no longer a barrier, even though they'd already had money spent. But, yeah, I must not do that every year.
No, you must not. Could you be any louder?
Sorry, I'm eating jelly babies. Yeah, Dave's fault.
As we're kind of on the approach to Christmas, as is often the case, you tend to get invited out to Christmas meals. And this year, somehow I've managed to get myself invited to 3 Christmas dinners. Next week, I've got one on Thursday evening. I've got 2 next week, one on Wednesday evening, one on Thursday lunchtime. And, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Because you only got one, haven't you?
Well, I had a small Christmas party on Wednesday, the AGM at the charity I work for.
Yeah, but was that a Christmas party per se?
Kind of. We had Christmas tree and food and drink and...
Yes, but the Christmas tree was there anyway, wasn't it?
No, it was put up especially for the event.
Oh, okay.
I have a small Christmassy gathering with a writing group I go to on the 16th, and it's the Christmas party at work on the 18th.
Oh, so you've got 3 as well.
We're going to be making sweets.
Bring some home.
And then we're going to be having a wonderfully festive Christmas meal in a pizzeria.
Awesome. Christmas pizza. Yeah, we're going away this weekend. We're going away this weekend to visit family. Some family you haven't seen in quite some time. But, yes, it's going to be a nice big one, big week, big month even coming up. And I'm going to give you advance notice now. I will tell you again in a couple of weeks' time, but there will be no show from us on Friday the 26th. Because we'll have...
You said 26 or 28?
I said 26.
You said 26 yesterday. 28th yesterday.
It's entirely possible.
So it's the 26th?
Yes.
Sorry. I'll wait till we've started again.
Yes. Well, do you want... Yeah, a little. Let's have some more music.
Yes. So next up, we've got the Mind Orchestra with Nomad. Oh,
brought some new friends that we met just the other day. And now we're staying on the mountain across the way. Nomads out of nowhere.
Britain, 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 the other name for the UK. Britain invented music in the 1960s, but other countries keep trying to steal it. Made in the UK Show is a podcast put together by podcasters in the UK. It brings you the cream of British music, a little like an internet milkman. Listen to British music at madeintheukshow.co.uk. British music, are you getting enough?
Quietly concerned with Life in Pursuit. Not that I was quietly concerned. Now, a couple of months back, the chap behind Quietly Concerned, the name of which escapes me, he had his laptop stolen, containing a lot of the pre-production work for his upcoming EP. And now he's looking to kick off a crowdfunding campaign to buy a new laptop and get his EP back on the road again. If you are interested in helping out with that in any way at all, then there is an article on his website at quietlyconcerned.com where he's basically inviting listeners of his music and supporters of his music to determine what perks he will offer as part of the crowdfunding campaign.
Cool.
Yeah. Now, we have played Quietly Concerned a number of times before. We played his track All You Know on episode 256 back in April 2013, over 18 months ago. So we seem to be bringing back
old favourites.
Old favourites, indeed. So, yeah.
Cool. And before that, it was the Mind Orchestra with Nomad from London in the UK.
Woo!
Kind of.
Ooh.
Ah. Mind Orchestra is actually a 25-plus member international group of diverse musicians from many different nations. They use online sessions and file sharing, and they've recovered their 19-track debut album, devoured by the comfort zone in an eclectic selection of material spanning multidimensional genres.
Yeah, what now?
From folk to classical influences, funk to country music, their music is for the mind, soul and body. So whilst London and the UK is their location, I think it's they're all over the place. But whoever's been putting it together is based in London.
I can see what you're going to do with this track in maybe a month or two's time. And it's going to be an incredible hack for the Made in the UK show, isn't it?
But it says London.
Well, only one of the contributing artists has to be British.
Yes, it may be maybe one or 10 of the 25 would be in the UK. Know. I'll find out more. But if you want to find out more, check out themindorchestra.com.
Awesome stuff. I think the last pair of songs were definitely what Chalcolon would call old farts tracks. Most definitely. Anyway, I read an incredibly interesting article on the BBC News website yesterday, and it kind of satisfies the demands of the music side of this podcast, and also the fact that both Caroline and I and the majority of our listeners are outright geeks. So the question is, and I'm going to ask this question to you actually, Caroline, because you may or may not know the answer. Why was Psy nearly too much for YouTube?
Psy as in Gangnam Style vocal, okay?
Yes.
Could it be that he had too many hits?
That is exactly right.
Ah.
As of the time of writing that article, which was yesterday evening, the video for Gangnam Style, which is still the most watched video on YouTube, had 2,155,653,764 views. Which is a problem. Because YouTube can only count up to 2,147,483,647. Now, the problem is...
What an odd number.
No, it's a very good number. And a number of people who are listening to this will recognise that number as the largest number you can store in a signed 32-bit integer. Okay. So, YouTube have said, we never thought a video would be watched in numbers greater than 2.1 billion. But that was before we met Psy. And that was an official statement from YouTube. So, YouTube have now updated the YouTube website. So the counter is now a 64-bit integer, which will be... Right, I'm going to attempt to read this number out. 9,223,372,036,854,775,808.
Small change, really, isn't it?
Now, I would expect that although Psy is, you know, definitely in a position to make that a target, I don't think he's going to break that one. Do you know what the second most popular video is on YouTube?
Go on.
Crap, I can't find
it. Do I know it?
You may know of it. Oh, nuts, where is it? It's by Hairstyle, Young, Violent, Justin Bieber.
Oh, okay.
But it's only got 1.2 billion views. So... Psy is kind of running away with that one.
Only got,
yes.
Speaking of Psy, there's an advert on the television that really, really gets Alex's attention. He likes the music to it, and it sounds quite Psy-like. And I'm sorry for our lovely, loyal listeners here. It's very blasphemous. It's the advert for the Microsoft Surface Pro 3. Not for the product, it's for the music that they like. I will try and play it to you on my phone whilst we're listening to this pair of tracks, but
okay.
You can tell them how Psy-like it is. It's by somebody called 2NE1. The number 2, N-E and 1.
Yes. That sounds really intelligent.
Yes.
Yes.
But yeah, it's catchy music and it gets Alex's attention every time.
I tell you what gets Alex's attention. Spencer's song... on Balamori.
Yes, he likes that.
He giggles away at that, but that's probably because of the faces that Spencer makes anyway.
He said something very clearly today.
Did he say, Stop trying to get me to say things, Mummy. I won't do it.
No, it was three words. I didn't prompt him.
Go on.
And it took me a couple of minutes to work it out. He was climbing on the ottoman to reach the DVDs, which he's not supposed to do. And he looked at me, and as he was climbing up, he said, "Don't you dare," because that's what I say to him when he's climbing.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. So he obviously knew what he was doing was wrong.
Oh, yes.
Oh, he's a cheeky little so-and-so.
Anyway, enough about Alex. Next up, we've got the Johnny Bemolis with Johnny.
I heard about Johnny a long time ago, in a noisy bar from a fine British girl. Rain was pouring down outside, they were playing some rock and roll. Johnny was a simple man, his card, his guitar and nothing else. No father, no mother, no friends, not even a home to live in. Johnny was a friend, Johnny was a friend of mine. Johnny was a friend, Johnny was a friend. Nobody knows where he was going that day, the cold snow, looking for someone or something, feeling his heart and his soul. There are two things you can do, he used to say. Grab an umbrella and hang out, or staying home watching the rain. Johnny was a friend, Johnny was a friend of mine. Johnny was a friend, Johnny was a.
Listen to the Buttas. Bye-bye.
The sky won't be as fun as can be if you're in it ill. Now that you step into my enemy, my night is complete. And that you're finally here and a part of it. You like your light, the guardian of my sleep, cause there is in my heart some kind of charm. I'm a cross that sea, see, my dears. Every time I see you be, my dears. I must that sea, see, my dears. Every time I see you be, my dear Lucy. You turn and spin my compass all the way to the south. Send me from what and who and where I was. My deepest expectations they were all under construction. But now I chose my own direction. Cause there is in my heart some kind of charge. Must I see you be, my dear? Every time I see you be, my dear. I must I see my dear? Every time I see you be, my dear Lucy. Fire burn for my resurrection. So far from you, I'm as blue as the Croatian sea. Cause there is in my heart some kind of charm. I'm lost at sea, you see, my dear Lucy. Every time I see, my dear Lucy, I must at sea. My dear Lucy, every time I see you be. My dear Lucy, I must at sea. My dear Lucy, every time I see you be. My dear Lucy, I must at sea. My dear Lucy, every time I see you be. My dear Lucy.
Was the Dada Weathermen with a track entitled Dear Lucy. Now, we have played a couple of tracks from the Dada Weathermen over the last few years. This one was taken from his 2013 EP release entitled Birth Night. As was, if I remember rightly, the last track we played of his, which was entitled, he says, going as slowly as he can, Circle of Sea, which I believe you chose.
Probably. I've played them
from
before.
About 18 months ago.
Cool.
But, yeah, if you want to find out more about the Dada Weatherman, who is from Paris in France, you wouldn't pick that up from his accent. The website is thedadaweatherman.com.
And before that, it was the Johnny Bimolis with Johnny from Roma in Italy. This is what was on their notes, right? We know just a little or nothing about the mysterious Johnny Bimoli. We go around to tell it through his stories and his songs.
Okay.
There you go. If you want to find out more, check out their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Johnny Bimoli. I guess that's kind of, it was kind of folky, but with a, I want to say gangster edge. It's not a gangster edge, you know what I mean? It's like a 20s, 30s speakeasy type of.
Speakeasies
was like the underground pubs and things like that kind of thing, wasn't it? So it's,
I'm not 100% sure, but I know the style you mean.
It's not lounge, but it's kind of,
yeah,
you could imagine some grizzled bloke in a smoky room talking about that. They also reminded
smoking
me a little,
a cigar, maybe?
They reminded me a little bit about Jump as well, in as much as it's a very storytelling type of
yes,
song.
Yes. Ooh, Jump. Mm. I'll have to get back in contact with them.
Yes.
See if they've got any new material. Anywho, next week, the Bugcast episode 340 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 12th of December at 9:30 p.m. UK time. If you'd like to get in contact with us, please do. We have an email address, which is at feedback@thebugcast.org. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. So please do like, follow, and plus one us on there. Details of all of that, plus the show notes for this show, you'll find at our website, our cunningly named website, which is thebugcast.org. So it is last track time.
It is.
My lovely lady wife will tell us which track is going to close the show.
Yes. So we're going to close the show. And it's not a typical ender, but none of my shows were a typical ender. So I went for an interesting ender rather than a kicking ender.
Would Colin be proud of you?
I don't know.
Is this a weird track of the week, maybe?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't say it was weird. I just think it's... it's more musicality rather than power, if that makes sense.
I think you made that up, but yes.
Yeah. they're called Funky Stereo, and the song is Funny Life. They're from Murmansk in Russia, which I had to translate because it was all in Cyrillic. they were founded in 2000, and in the beginning it was just an English language pop rock project. In between 2000 and 2002, they recorded and released Overdose, which was on sale in music stores in Norway. Throughout this period, the band had many concerts in Norway and Finland. In 2001, they took part in something called Molotov Cocktail, which is a rock festival in Norway. April 2002 became a turning point, and they started to do a reggae. They did a concert with a reggae project called Reggae Mambos. They were very impressed with the reggae and funk monsters that they started to... put in a few ska and funk songs in their repertoire as well. So they went from pop and rock to ska and funk. If you want to find out more, you can check out their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/funky.stereo. And this is Funky Stereo with Funny Life.
We'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Make me breathe my last, my last. It's a beat, it's a beat. podcast. Submit its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.